Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlach, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at things the Empire did right in Rogue One. So this is part two. Part one was yesterday. Part one was everything the Empire did wrong. If you haven't seen that one, go ahead and see it. If you haven't seen Rogue One, you should probably stop now because there will be spoilers. So, spoiler alert. But yeah, so yesterday we did the armchair quarterbacking, right? And the armchair quarterbacking is the quintessential component of our industry. If it wasn't for our ability to look at a breach and go, ha! Look at all those things those guys did wrong. If only they had known better. There'd be a lot of people who would not have much to talk about on blogs, videos, podcasts, and articles. It's the quintessential component. However, so oftentimes if you look at any breach, including the one in Rogue One, there's a good reason why they made the decisions they made. And there's oftentimes some hidden strengths that get overlooked when we're bashing their security program. So the tip to you is, hey, next time you see a breach or think about Rogue One, keep in mind there are some business decisions that were made. There's a reason things are the way they are. So for example, yesterday I mentioned, hey, what do you mean someone stole a spaceship? And it wasn't reported, and access codes were not revoked, and then they flew it in, and then were able to get on the ground with rebels inside of it, using those stolen access codes, and stolen ship. What the heck? Where's your device management? One thing that could be considered, and was pointed out to me when we were tweeting about this on Sunday, was, hey, look, how many ships are there? Probably a lot. Where is the Empire's focus right now? Building the Death Star. What is the actual risk of a stolen shuttle? Probably pretty small and probably pretty infrequent. Therefore, would you invest in a centralized authentication system? Probably not a good investment. Probably not a good use if you risk rank your threats and you look at your expenditures. Probably not something you want to justify to the Emperor, right? Look, we need to spend $500,000 credits on a centralized off system. It's really important. Not a discussion we want to have. So clearly there's a business decision there. Likewise, I think there's a lot of things the Empire did right that we don't give them credit for. I'm going to give you two main ones. One is they knew where their data was. So oftentimes I get brought in and the security team's like, look, Wolf, we just need you and your team to help us figure out what our data is, what it's used for, where it's going, and what controls we have around them. We don't know what we have. Here, unlike most organizations, the Empire's like, hey, I know where my data is. It's right in this shiny tower. Not only that, but they also built some good controls around it. The planetary shield, the physical controls. They air-gapped it. Literally, there was an air gap. The guy jumped the air. Anyways, it was separated, right? Which is pretty good. So there were some solid controls there, some solid ways. Plus, clearly they had a backup because they ended up with a backup Death Star. So they must have had a redundant site, which is also good, right? So they had some redundancy, they had some good physical controls. Thumbs up, Empire. Number two, they had a breach response. Was it a good breach response? I'll leave that up to you. I've got a friend who's a CISO, and he's very fond of saying, I don't need attribution. I don't need to know who's doing what. When I see a breach, I'm going to nuke it from orbit, and I'm going to pave over it and get back to work. And that was what was going on through my head when I saw this happen. And I'm like, look, it's that guy's, there's the plan, right? You take the Death Star, you focus, you destroy everything. Had they been a little faster, had they been a little bit quicker on the breach response, it would have prevented the breach altogether. But they did prevent the rest of the data from falling into the wrong hands, and arguably they prevented any subsequent data loss due to that particular team. So there's two things they did right. And there's probably a business decision for some of the things they did wrong. Something to keep in mind the next time we see a breach. Next time we're sitting there going, ha, those guys, if only they had listened and done the critical security controls or had policy, whatever it may be, you sit back and look at that organization, try and figure out why they made the decisions they did, politically, culturally, budgetarily, what aware of those decisions and recognize that we're all trying to do the best job we can with the limited resources we can. And not all of us have a Death Star to do breach response. That's it for me. What else did the Empire get right? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Talk to you later.